Yeah, we certainly are. We got a little check off the island today. We got the Grand Garden Show finishing up. Great event, packed event over the past couple of days. So that's on its way out. Man, numbers have been great, right straight through. Generally, we get a little bit of a drop off with everyone, you know, football practice and going back to school. But it's been pretty solid this week. And then, of course, starting tomorrow, you know, fasten the seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the big bridge walk and stuff. Is that only Monday primarily, Chris, or do people come early?
Yeah, that's just Monday, 6 to 10. They'll lengthen it to 10:30 if necessary due to the amount of people. If we get a gorgeous day, which it's supposed to be, they're saying, maybe a little bit of rain in the afternoon. But, yeah, that bridge will be packed. Not many people going to the island on that day. And then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of slow. And then Friday, boy, it'll hit again. And then... as the leaves turn, that increases traffic as well. So, yeah, it's winding down, but yet we got a couple more months to go.
Well, and the one thing we were talking about just a little while ago, and we're talking with Chris Shepler from Shepler's Ferries in the Mackinac Island area, we were talking about the idea here of, let's say you're bringing the family down for Bridge Walk on Monday, and you're going to do that, right? Well, we've got the chance for you to basically get some tickets right now here on the shopping show, and while you're in the neighborhood, go on out to the island and enjoy it. You said might be a little bit quiet on Monday, so it's a perfect day to go and do that, wouldn't you? Say?
Well, you know, what's really cool, we've developed, I guess not developed because it's always been there, but offering a take the boat to walk the bridge. You know, let's say you start off in St. Ignace and you walk the bridge at 6 or 7 or 8 in the morning, whatever it is, up till 10, and then you get to Mackinac City, buy a ticket, go to the island, have lunch on the island, breakfast on the island, walk around, enjoy the island for the afternoon or late morning, and then use that other half of the ticket, jump on a boat and go back to St. Ignace. No buses, no traffic. Enjoy the island while you've walked the bridge, and then you can grab your car once you get back to St. Ignace and carry on your day that way. That's been a very successful thought process with a lot of our guests as they learn this way to get around the Mackinac City, Mackinac Island, St. Ignace area during a very busy time in the morning.
You know, I got to admit, that's a brilliant idea. That is a great way of doing it. Real quick, before we cut you loose, though, you're going to be doing, I know that you have options with things like, as you're out and about, maybe some color type tours or whatever, a chance to kind of see some of the fall colors from the ferries. Tell a little bit what some of your fall plans are.
Well, we will continue our Lighthouse Cruise venue. I believe we have either 8 or 10 cruises left this fall in September, and those will come up very quickly because once the weather changes, you don't want to be out in the middle of Lake Michigan when, you know, the unexpected could happen with wind and current and waves and things of that sort. But right up through, I think, the 18th, 19th of September, we do these lighthouse cruises that we visit 8 to 10 waterborne lighthouses, and that cruise is narrated by the executive director of the Great Lakes Lighthouse Keepers Association. And for that, we give back $500 every cruise to the Great Lakes Lighthouse Keepers Association, and that goes towards the preservation of these lighthouses. But so it's a win-win there. But to get out on the water, see the colors from the water, it just adds a completely new dimension to picture taking and colors and the enjoyment of Northern Michigan.
One other thing, Chris, I know you're really, really busy, but there are 3 golf courses on the island. Is that correct?
There are 3, yes. You've got the Jewel down at the Grand. That's the front 9. Now, the back 9 of the Jewel is up at the Woods. So you play the front 9, you jump on a carriage tour, you get toured up to the Woods, you play that 9 up there, and then, you know, a little dinner, a little cocktail at the restaurant there at the Woods, which is a phenomenal Grand Hotel product. And the other golf course is called the Washcomo. And I'm told that this is the oldest golf course in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And it's the old battlegrounds of, you know, back in the 1700s, actually. And that golf course is really cool because it's the old links. You know, it's the old link style. And there's only 9 holes, but you play 18, so you go to a different tee box on your second 9. So it gives it a different dimension from that other tee box. So, we got a couple golf courses, which are phenomenal as well.
Well, for the golfers listening, you know, that'd be a great thing to do in September, hop on Shepler's and head over there.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris, we appreciate your time joining us this morning. We wish you all a great Labor Day weekend in the area there. It gets really busy, I know that. And Shepler's still running into September. So if people want to find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Well, our website, www, obviously, shepler'sferry.com. That's SHEPLERSFERRY.com. And our phone number there in the office is 800-828-6157.